Hello, this is Fajar and welcome to my podcast. At this moment, I will give some advice about how to make a good negotiation. Let's begin. What not to do when negotiation? We'll start by going over some negotiation don'ts courtesy of Molly Fletcher, consultant and author of A Winner's Guide to Negotiation, How Conversation Gets Deals Done, McGraw-Hill 2014. Here are some negotiation blunders to avoid. The first one is don't make assumption. The key to a successful negotiation is being prepared, which means a lot more than knowing number and fact. Failing up to prepare is preparing to fail, Fletcher said. Preparation means gathering and understanding the hard data, for example. You are comparable, but it also means having 360-degree awareness. This means you need to know the decision maker and the other party's needs, values, hopes, and fears. Fletcher explained this means not assuming that anything is non-negotiable beforehand. Gather as much data as you can in advance and be prepared to ask strong diagnostic questions to gain clarity, she added. There is rarely a clear roadmap within a negotiation. The more prepared you are, the better you will be able to navigate the negotiation. The second is don't rush. Negotiation takes time, especially if you want them to go smoothly. Take the time to establish a real relationship with the other party, Fletcher advised. Share a little piece of personal information that signal your openness and desire for connection, she said. Doing so can shift a negotiation from an adversarial battle to a productive conversation. Don't be afraid to build in pause, as they can help everyone regain perspective and more endure emotion, Fletcher recommended. A negotiation doesn't have to happen all at once, he said. The third one is don't take anything personally. Fletcher recognized that it can be easy to let your emotion get the better of you during a negotiation, especially if it affects you personally. But getting too emotional will hurt your productivity, she cautioned. Her advice for making it through a stage: challenge yourself to turn moments when you feel attacked and defensive into moments of curiosity where you can gain feedback. Emotion can easily be used against you in a negotiation. Fletcher also advised being aware of your emotional trigger and knowing how to pull back when you feel things shifting in the wrong direction. The fourth is don't accept a bad deal. Fletcher conceded that negotiation can be a long, tiring, and stressful process. It can be easy to settle, but agreeing to a deal just to get a deal is not good, no matter what side you are on. It's important to remember that a deal is not necessarily better than no deal, she said. That you can be discouraging when you have invested time and energy into getting a deal done, but it's important to have that clarity. Fletcher advised that you understand going into the negotiation precisely what you are willing to give up and what you are not. Ask yourself, what does successful look like? At what point am I comfortable walking away? Ultimately, walking away from a deal should always be an option. The fifth is don't over negotiate. If you are lucky enough to have the upper hand during the negotiation, don't take advantage of it too much. Fletcher cautioned. Consider the consequences of over-negotiating. You may get what you want, but at what price? Don't put yourself in a position where you can't go back to a relationship because you overly rigid. Fletcher said, recognize that hopefully this is a relationship and a conversation that will continue over time. What to do when negotiating? Along with negotiation don'ts, here are some proactive tips for negotiating. The first is be the first to make an offer. Part of being a good negotiator is taking control of the deal. Making the first offer creates a standard for the contract, especially if you are the seller. The second is provide set term instead of price range. Providing a price range only gives the buyer and the upper hand. Buyer will focus on the low end of the price range and get the agreement looked at the trade. The third is use word wisely while negotiating. You don't have to talk about the entire negotiation. Say what you need to say and combine that with direct contact. This direct approach establishes confidence, making the other party more likely to accept your proposed term. The fourth is ask open-ended questions and be a good listener. Yes or no questions are not as effective and don't produce detail and context. Ask questions that help the other party understand how they benefit from the negotiation. And make sure that understand the overall agreement. Listen to their concern and objection and counter them with answers that prevent doubt. And the last is offer a win-win scenario. And any negotiation ending with one side benefiting from the agreement will lead to a faulty business relationship. One side negotiation decreases trust and rapport, but you and the other party should feel assured that you are getting a fair deal. So that's all the negotiation tips I can share with you all, guys. I hope you can understand this topic. Thanks for your attention. I'm Fajar. Let me end this podcast. See you soon.